Welcome to the Geeks Attic. This is a book review of Star Wars Phasma. Star Wars Phasma was written by New York Times best-selling author, because of this book, Delilah S. Dawson. Now, she's written in the Star Wars universe before with The Perfect Weapon, which was part of The Journey to the Force Awakens a couple years ago. And now, with Phasma, we've got Journey to the Last Jedi.
And now for a summary. V. Moradi, a Resistance spy, was sent by General Leia to verify the First Order's presence at a specific location. When V drops out of hyperspace, she is immediately captured, caught in the tractor beam by the First Order ship, Absolution. A red-clad stormtrooper meets V when she's brought aboard this First Order destroyer. He quickly takes her to an isolated interrogation room before anyone else really notices. The trooper straps her into a torture chair and sends electrical shocks through her body. He gets straight to the point, making it clear he will do what it takes to get what he wants, and that's information on Phasma. Turns out V knows this trooper as Captain Cardinal. What she doesn't know is that Captain Cardinal knows that she's a Resistance spy, her name is V. Moradi, and that she has family. Cardinal is aware that V recently visited the planet Parnassus, Phasma's home world. He wants everything she learned about Phasma. He believes Phasma is a threat to the First Order, and that she has already committed treason. He just needs to prove it. The Resistance spy spills her guts, revealing everything she knows about Phasma up to the point where she abandons her homeworld of Parnassus to join the First Order. As always, I'd like to talk about a few characters, and with this novel, I'm going to go ahead and mention three. Up first, I'm going to talk about Phasma and what we learn through the storytelling of V. Moradi as she explains everything to Cardinal. Before she was Captain Phasma of the First Order, she was a mighty warrior of the Scree people on Parnassos, where the young rule over the elders. Parnassus was a barren world where it was very hard to survive. While she was the fighter, her brother was the leader of the Scree. She's hard-edged, she's serious, and her enemies find her very menacing. Phasma doesn't speak often, and when she does, it's to the point. The other Scree warriors look to her for guidance and trust her with their lives. However, Phasma is a very selfish individual and only cares about herself. Phasma will do anything to survive, no matter what. Her life has always been pretty much a mystery, especially in the First Order, because no one has even seen her face. Up next is Siv. Now, she is also a Scree warrior. Now, she's emotional, yet she's tough. It is her duty to pass on the ritual of the Detraxers, which are a device used to extract the essence of life, or bodily fluids, from the fallen Scree bodies. Now, they put this salve that it creates on their skin to protect them from the elements, and they say, "Your today will protect our tomorrow." Now, it's a mystical type tradition, and it's up to Siv to continue this tradition by teaching it to others. And finally, Cardinal. He's the Red Stormtrooper you can find printed on the back of the hardcover book of Phasma. I'm sure there's a lot more pictures that we'll get to see of him as well. Cardinal was taken under the wing of Brendel Hux when he was just a youth on Jakku. Now, he was raised up as a First Order Stormtrooper and excelled in all of his duties, granting him promotion after promotion until he became the right-hand man of Hux, his bodyguard, and eventually the trainer of all the young Stormtroopers. When these young Stormtroopers graduate from his class, they move on up to Phasma's class, where she fine-tunes them and turns them into great warriors. Now, Cardinal is supposedly a tough guy, but he's actually a softy, and he's very angry that Phasma is getting all the glory that he thinks that maybe he deserves. He was Brendel's right-hand man, but something happens to Brendel, and he suspects Phasma is responsible and wants to get to the bottom of it. And now for my overall thoughts. Phasma is certainly an entertaining novel, mostly. And I've got to say, I'm not a huge fan of the way this story was told. There were many times this novel stepped over that line from Star Wars to reality, you know, Earth, the world we live in today. We've got that classic line you've heard many times in your life, "It tastes like chicken." So now we've got chicken in Star Wars. There was a mention of R&R time with umbrellas in drinks. So there were a few times in this book I had to put it down and walk away from it in irritation. Don't like having too much earthiness in Star Wars. Too much real world in Star Wars is just too close to home. There's also that ridiculous sand quote from Anakin coming directly from the mouth of Phasma. Okay, that's annoying. So the canon is still pretty new. I mean, we got a pretty good sized collection of books, but it's still fresh. I mean, it's just a couple